Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. This is episode 37.
Trying to see a day
of BT IndyCast. I'm your host Tony Mullins, and with me, as always, is Brett and Joe. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We are hosts as well. We are not co-hosts.
Okay, you are a host of a lot of things. I don't know what that means. I was trying to think of like an alien host. You
I'm
know?
A host with a boast.
But, yeah, Brett and Joe. Joe Campbell.
Yeah.
He was a Campbellite.
Yeah.
How you doing, Joe?
Fairly well.
Well, good. What about you, Bretto?
I'm very well.
Well, good.
Just glad to be here, Tony. Just glad to be here.
Well, me too. I'm glad everybody is here at the lovely Tube Fi Studios.
In downtown Blairtown.
On the 20th floor.
What?
Brett said that today, and I was like, what is he talking about?
I said, the show time at Blairtown. He wrote back, so we're not doing a show.
Is this called Blairtown?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's the same exact thing I said. I did not know that.
Blairtown, That's pretty good. I like when we did the show.
Without us?
Yeah.
I like when we did the show.
No. I like when I did the show at the other place, at the other studio facility, and we said live from the old road. Because it was on the old road, you know, old road going to Pikeville. And I thought that was a good slogan, live from the old road, but, you know.
Let's come up with something for this one.
Down by the river. That'd be pretty good. And then we could play that as our music, you know.
That'd be the outro.
That's pretty good, down by the river.
Went or to pray. The studio on the
on
stilts.
Saturday
the
night.
Studio on stilts. You can't miss it. I don't know. Boy, studio, this Tufi has been busy this week, I tell you. We've been recording Austin Collins' band White House, and they're just very, you know, retro, hippie kind of rock and roll, real good stuff. Been recording Kevin Harmon and Beck, Kevin and Beck's EP that they're working on. And it's good stuff, old jangly Americana kind of stuff. And we've got amps and guitars sitting everywhere. I seen before the show started, Brett had the Les Paul just jamming on some whipping posts before the show. So
rocking in the free world.
Yeah, he was doing some rocking in the free world. Well, I hope Austin don't listen to this because it was his Les Paul. But we got all kinds of stuff. No, we don't have all kinds of stuff to talk about. We got a few cool things to talk about. We got some good music. I got music from a band, Grand Oversoul, from Ashland. Very cool band.
That's new to me. Haven't heard them.
And a band from Tennessee called Tried by Fire. No, they're not from Tennessee. They're from Stanton, Kentucky. I don't know how
how'd
I did
miss
that.
One?
I don't know. But we got some music from them, very good stuff. I'm even going to play a cool take on one of my songs. It's a very long, Candle. Going to do that one by request.
Oh, boy, I had to get that one in there.
Yeah, another Sunday Valley track. It's all kinds of good stuff we're going to talk about. Let's just go ahead and get started with some music, since that's what this is about. Indie music, we always try to play. We always play independent music in one form or another, and we try to play a lot of local stuff. So these guys, Grand Oversoul, this song called Down on the Delta, and this is a band from Ashland. Check them out. All right, that was Grand Oversoul, Down in the Delta. That's a weird song. It takes it has two whole sections that go in two different directions. It turns into a very Allman Brothers kind of thing.
Sounded kind of eerie sounding, southern sounding.
Yeah.
Sound.
But that's a band from Ashland. Their MySpace has a picture of them playing at the Paramount Theater.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
I've yet to darken the doors of that place.
You know, me too, oddly enough.
Me three.
And it's supposed to be a pretty cool place.
Mm-hmm. That same sound system as the Mac.
Oh, well, there you go. I need to try it out. That'd be cool.
We need to, here in a minute, look and see if there's anything going on there soon.
At the Paramount. I'll check that out while we're doing the show. Some of the things, not much going on musically this week. Not any releases of any relevance that I saw. Did you guys see anything?
What's his name? Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. New solo album coming out. And
it's a full band?
I think so. I heard a couple.
Just him now.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say it's just two of them.
I heard three samples, and it's pretty good. One of those was decent, and the other two was real good. One was just acoustic, him and just him, his vocals and guitar, and it sounds really good. It's kind of, I don't know when it said pre-order it now, so it's soon. I don't know when it said.
Well, that's cool. Any other ones that I looked around before the show. I didn't really see anybody releasing anything worth talking about.
Black Crowes are going to be doing that live recording here coming up this month.
Yeah, the recording's going to happen this month?
Yeah, the end of this month.
That's cool.
I think they said they're hoping for a July release.
Luther still will?
Yep.
That's cool. Black Crowes, they keep popping out good music. Their last one I would give like a 7 out of 10, I think. I think you guys might have liked it better than I did, but it was pretty good.
I'd give it a 8.5.
Whoa.
Well,
there you go. Let's see. This week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced the people that's going to be inducted, which, there's a lot of them. I was just looking at all the people that was put on the list to possibly be picked, and there was a lot.
If they're going to still call it Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and have Run DMC.
Oh, just say it like it is. Call them out.
That don't make any sense at all.
Mm-mm. Nope.
They
just need to say
music.
Popular music.
But yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well, here's why Run DMC got it, because they were the first band in history to merge a rock and roll song with rap.
What? But you could say Aerosmith was the first rock and roll band to merge with rap.
Right. But I mean, they're a rap band that had a rock song, you know what I'm saying? But that rapped. I don't know.
I don't hold water.
They're not even a band. None of them played anything, did they?
No.
It's all
just
canned.
A DJ.
Yeah,
it was all canned.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there
they're
going to
be in the rock and roll.
Well, yeah.
And the Black Crowes aren't even. Are they in it?
They're not available yet.
They're not available. It's 25 years after your first release.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting close.
Yeah, it's getting close. 2011, maybe? 2012?
Yeah. Really?
89, 90 was when, come out?
It was 89 or 90, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it'd be what?
Shake Your Money Maker.
Wow, they got 3 or 4 years? Or 2 or 3, something like that.
You were looking at that a minute ago. You put Run DMC in there, and Grand Funk Railroad ain't in there.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
That's funkin' crazy. No.
That's grand.
Yeah, well,
it's a travesty.
The people that are going to be inducted this year, April 4th, Jeff Beck, which is long overdue. I mean, I'm not really a fan of Jeff Beck, but he's one of the, founding fathers of rock and roll, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Yardbirds and, That's about all I know he's ever done.
Jeff Beck Group.
Yeah, and Beck and Messina or whatever that one band was. What? That's not the one. He wasn't with Messina, was he?
That was Loggins.
Who's the band? A Piece, Beck, and somebody.
Apicy.
Yeah, Apicy. Little Anthony, don't know anything about him. Little Anthony and the Imperials. Metallica is going to be inducted. We're not really hitting on much that we like, are we? No. Run DMC, no. Bobby Womack.
There was one band who was the first. Oh yeah, Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck, Little Anthony, Metallica, Run DMC, and Bobby Womack. And those are performers. Wanda Jackson is under the early influence category.
Isn't she like with that Jimmy Smith stuff, that early soul R&B stuff?
I don't know. Early influences, it says. And then DJ Fontana, Sideman category. Spooner Oldman, Sideman category.
Sideman? What does that mean?
I do not know.
The only two that I even give a sniff about, Beck and Metallica.
Sniff. Yeah, I could give or take a few Metallica songs.
I think they should be in it, though.
Putting them down, really. I mean, that's the first of that kind of music right there.
Right. They have a track record. They've sold more records than about anybody. And So there you go. Wanda Jackson, they call her the first lady of rock and roll.
Yeah, I thought she was something.
A Wandy.
Yeah, I don't know. She's from the 50s, so.
Yeah, I think I seen something. She had did some stuff with Jimmy. What's his name?
She's still living?
I do not know. She has a website that's freshly up. So, yeah, she is, because she has a booking agent. I hope she's living. But she's still playing. What do you think about that, buddy?
I think it's pretty
not
good.
Only is she still playing, she's going to be in Southgate, at the Southgate House.
What?
In Newport, Kentucky. How weird is that?
We went from killing her to maybe going to see her.
Let's go.
She's going to be at the Dame.
Oh, my God.
You know what? She's going to be at the Dame the weekend I'm going to be in Lexington.
There you go.
So you figured she was in her 20s in the 50s.
She was born in 1941.
Man.
So what does that put her?
68.
Hail to the Queen, Wanda Jackson. Well, that's interesting. I've never heard of her and probably won't ever hear. And her picture is from like the 50s, so. She is not playing at the Dame.
She's going to be there, old Wandy.
How can she be playing at the Dame? She's 70 years old.
Hey, they're not discriminatory down there.
Well, I guess that's true. That's just amazing, actually. Look at her. She's Dame material, I guess. I said, look at her. We're on
that's
the show.
Elvis Costello.
Yeah. But anyway, so there's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, people. I probably won't watch it. I know that.
It's live on Fuse TV. Is it even going to be played on something else everybody gets?
I get Fuse.
I do too, but it's like way up there in the upper extra channels.
It's the Canadian MTV. I mean,
yeah.
Which is kind of weird that that's what's going to be. That's how it's going to be broadcasted on Canadian TV. But, hey, what are you going to do?
But didn't they used to play it on VH1 later?
Yeah, it used to be bigger. Yeah, who knows? VH1 plays everything.
Yeah. Bunch of crap.
Oh, my goodness. God, we're just down on everything today at this show, ain't we?
Boom.
Let's play some happy music. Let's play some a little bit of funky stuff from. I played this song last week, and it was pretty. This band last week, Clone Theory, and I dug out another song from them that I really like. This is a song called Lost Highways. It's a very cool tune. This is from their one and only CD, Somewhere After the Cafe. Clone Theory. Also, Clone Theory CD is for sale at the BT Swag on btmediagroup.com. They have CDs still for sale. It's a very good purchase. Anyway, this is Lost Highway from there Somewhere After the Cafe CD. It's Clone Theory. We'll be right back. Sound Theory, Long Highway. It's a very cool tune. That was Billy. Billy Newsom. They kind of wrote everything together, but he wrote all the lyrics to that song and probably come up with most of the riffs.
Unmute Brantler. Yeah, that's pretty grooving too.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yep.
Are you with us, Brett?
You buddy.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's very cool. That band had a lot of potential, which I said last week, but half of them moved on to Loomis, and half of them are with Kevin Harmon and Beck.
Who, doing so that was Josh?
Josh on drums, Billy singing and guitar, Tony, his brother, or Noah, Newsom on bass. Kevin played keyboards, and Tim and Kirk played bass. I can't remember which one, maybe. For a while, Kirk played bass, Tim played organ, and Kevin played Rhodes and Wurlitzer.
Yeah.
So it was very cool. They had an awesome vibe going. And that's a good CD. You should check it out somewhere after the cafe. You can get it at btmediagroup.com for like $5. So can't go wrong there.
You can't beat that with a stick.
No. Actually, the online store that we are working on, it's been live for probably 3 weeks now. That we're putting up local music. You can download the whole, all the songs in like 192 kilobit MP3s. So that's kind of cool. So you can go to the website and click on BT Swag. And there's two songs on there you can download for free. Just one song. So everybody go check it out and buy local music.
Do you have my inspirational song book on there yet?
No, we've got your cookbook online, but not the inspirational. Hey, here's something interesting we'll talk about before we go into what's coming to the area. Here's the top 10 touring acts right now. This is always surprising to me. Madonna is the number one touring act right now.
Widespread Panic's number 13.
Well, let's just go down the list. Madonna and Paul Oakenfold.
I know that guy.
A DJ. Yeah, he worked on your car. They're the number one act right now. They've grossed $15 million this last tour.
Madonna and Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah, he's opening up.
Oh.
Who is the guy?
He's a DJ. Average ticket price, $67 to $252. What do you think about that? We've been talking about ticket prices off and on. That's a Live Nation promoter.
Oh, yeah.
But
who's number two?
Attendance. This says attendance capacity. I don't know if this means that this is their average or their most, but 196,656 people.
Where in the heck would that have been?
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, 15 million.
Brazilians are crazy.
Now, does this mean she made 15 million that one show, or her tours made 15 million? I mean, honestly, it's doable for her to make $15 million. Let me see what list I've got up here. It says box score concert sales for $214.09. I don't know, but anyway, number two. You know what? These are shows. This is individual shows, because number two is Madonna and Paul Oakenfold in Spain on December 14th. Gross sales $7 million. She sold 107,000 tickets, averaged $75 to $250. That's phenomenal. But here's cool. This is something cool. What's number three? Neil Young and Wilco. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I didn't know they were together.
Neil Young, Wilco's opened up for Neil Young. Madison Square Garden, he made $2.7 million, 26,000 seats. Two sellout shows, so he sold 26,000 twice. And that's a Live Nation. Number four, Metallica, Machine Head and the Sword at the Allstate Arena in Illinois. Just, man, them Northerners up there, they like that metal, don't they? They like that, just that rock and roll crazy.
Mad.
Shredding. Yeah, two sold-out shows, 33,000 people, $2.4 million. And the $80 ticket.
That's why everybody's making so much money on one show.
Yeah.
Ticket prices.
Number 5, AC/DC in Memphis.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yep. 13,000 people. 1.1 million. $64 to $89 ticket. That is just amazing.
13,000. What did you say?
13,000, the capacity. Hmm. It was a sold out one show. Number 6. I mean, seriously, I don't even know what to say. Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong, Radio City Music Hall, New York. One show, 6,000 people. $35, $55, and $75 ticket. That's another Live Nation.
Yeah, they've pretty much got the market cornered.
Well, they're doing five out of the top 7.
Them and AEG.
Yeah. Next, number 7, Alan Jackson and Zach Brown.
In a little bit of chicken fried.
Yeah.
Who was you talking about? Somebody's going to play with Zach Brown last week.
Oh, yeah,
somebody that using Rick's.
Yeah, somebody that Rick Johnson's building a cabinet for is getting ready to go on tour with Zach Brown playing guitar. Right.
Yeah.
But Alan Jackson, Zach Brown, number 7. Number 8, Freestyle LA. And it's just a bunch of people I've never heard of.
Lisa. Freestyle.
Yeah. Number 9, Avenged Sevenfold, Buck Cherry, Papa Roach, which is a good segue into what's coming to the area. But they're number 9. They made $200,000. They had one sellout show and then one that didn't. They sold 9,300 tickets one night and 5,400 the next night.
Yeah.
And that is a Frank Productions. Frank Productions / United Art Concerts.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah. He's a good fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
But Avenged Sevenfold and Buck Cherry, Papa Roach. And it's funny they've got Avenged Sevenfold first, which they actually have them listed alphabetical. So I'd say that's what it is.
Is that the 3 that's coming here?
Yep. So that's pretty cool. They just sold out 6,000 or 9,000 seats somewhere else. But they're so I'm just saying they've got a good draw. But they're going to be here at the Expo Center on the 24th. Actually, Savin' Able is going to be with them, too. I don't know what that means. But Toby Keith is going to be at the Expo Center this Saturday. So that'll be and Jack Ingram, that'll be a big shoe. Also this Saturday, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver is going to be down at the MAC for all you bluegrass fans. Man, I don't see anybody that's going to be at Summit City this Saturday.
Check out Paramount, Ashland.
Yeah, I'll get to that. Ralph Stanley's coming back to the MAC.
Every year, about April 5th or so.
Wow.
Don Rigsby, homecoming there sometime in March, isn't it?
Oh,
Longview. Short look.
Yeah, there. He's gonna be there, and so that's a lot of good acts. Not anybody coming to the in Whitesburg that I particularly want to see, but they always have some good people coming. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what else is going on? We mentioned a couple other things we want to talk about. Of course, we didn't make any notes whatsoever. This is kind of funny. 8675309 is for sale.
I saw that.
Somebody bought the number, and I guess they're going to give it up, and they can sell it. What is up? You must have a bad...
Check them.
Your mic keeps going out.
I feel like Hendrix up around the wall.
Yeah, Hendrix is looking down on us at every show. But, yeah, the number 8675309 is for sale. I think she put it on an auction. I didn't follow up on the story.
How can you sell the number?
New York City, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can you sell it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
The phone company, you have to change it.
Yeah, no, I didn't quite understand it either.
Yeah, I know. It said someone bought the number back when that was a hit or something. A DJ did
20 some years ago.
Yeah, and it's for sale. And it was up to $1,000, I believe.
Man,
God,
she should have sold. They should have sold it when that song was still a hit.
Yeah.
But what about this right here? This is kind of interesting. We can comment briefly on Bruce Springsteen calls Walmart deal a mistake. Everybody is selling their CDs exclusively through Walmart now. It's kind of like the thing. Walmart is the largest music distributor in the world, though. So it ain't a bad thing if you get hooked up with them.
And that's a travesty.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, because
there's nothing there. You can't buy. I mean,
it's all commercial.
There's certainly no independent music there.
No, there's no independent music, and there's nobody to talk to. There's nobody to, you know, like say, can you order this for me or something like that.
They're the number one because they sell all that country stuff, and country is selling, you know, like crazy right now.
Yeah, well, AC/DC, you know, exclusively through Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird, you know, AC/DC, the epitome of...
Well, there's no, other than online, there's nowhere else to buy music.
Yeah, I know.
Best Buy.
Yeah.
And they're, like we said last week, they have a little bit more, but then they'll have slots. You know, they have the place to put good music, and it's not there.
Right. Well, you know, we're diehard whatevers, but CD sales are going down, and it's harder and harder to do that. It's all going. Oh my God, this must be a bad cable, Brett. You still with me?
Nobody's touching it.
Well, nobody's touching anything, huh? But things are going to where right now the coolest place for me to buy music is Amazon.com because it's more of an outlet. And everybody can sell their music there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You can get the buy used and new. Click on that.
Yeah, you can buy used and new. That's
they're $4 or $5.
And so all the little
less
stores
than what they normally are.
Right, and all the little stores. So you just get an account there and sell their stuff there. So that's kind of neat.
I don't like it though. That one click ordering, man, will get
you. That's dangerous. Yeah, I bought two whole CDs by accident like that. Because I was just going to add them to the
Were they good?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I bought Death Cab for Cutie's new one, downloaded it. It was on my desktop before I knew what was going on.
I bought some Modesky Martin Wood on their used CDs, you know, $3 or $4 a piece.
I love buying the used stuff on there.
I bought
Cases All Worn In.
Dr. John. A live Dr. John CD from like 1991 for $3.99.
What compelled you to do that?
I saw him on something on TV, and I went and bought that CD, and I'm glad it was just $3.99.
Well, it's pretty neat, and sadly, you know, what people do, they just go and they buy the CD, rip it, and then sell it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Because you can buy, I went on there the week of that Derek Trucks, the week that Derek Trucks, I was going to try not to mention all of them, but the week Derek Trucks CD was available, and it was already like 20 places that you could buy it used to.
Yeah, for about $6 last year.
And, you know, obviously people buy it and rip it. But what are you going to do? I just jumped over to Amazon.com just to see. And today's number one seller is Bruce Springsteen's CD. And his single, Working on a Dream, is the number three biggest seller today. And guess what number two is? You'll never guess.
Bobby Fleet and his band with the beat.
Oh, God.
The Crow, new songs for the five-string banjo.
Steve Martin. Unreal. He's got some awesome musicians on that.
Yeah. But that's the number two most selling music product at Amazon today. That's just weird. But
it just was released this week.
Was it?
Yes. But I saw him on some show.
I saw him on David Letterman.
I missed that one. I was wanting to, but
he was all serious. You know, he had those old banjo guys with him.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. I mean, he was...
Well, I mean, I didn't see that, but I saw him on another show, and he was like all serious about everything.
That's kind of funny. I don't know where he's from.
I think he's northeast somewhere.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
That's funny.
King Tut.
Oh man, I forgot about all those. That's funny. That's cool to see Bruce is still selling CDs, man, because you know he's not getting on the radio or nothing. Has his song been played anywhere?
I haven't heard it.
I don't know about you all, but I mean, last time I heard, radio won't play a 9-minute song.
They wear him out on XM.
Oh, do they?
I've not heard him much on E.
Did you notice every song alive, they all have to get around the mic one time and everybody sing?
Oh, yeah.
God. That's funny.
The one girl acoustic player is his wife, right?
Right.
And then the other one, what's the other one? I mean, what's the point with two acoustic guitar players, both ladies that look just alike?
I didn't know there was two. I never noticed.
There was other night, Super Bowl.
That's funny.
Because I said, there's his wife, and then it went to the other one. I went, wait a minute.
Huh.
Is that his wife?
I don't know. I heard that his performance didn't go over well, or what was the deal? Did you guys hear anything?
I've heard, I don't know. I thought it was okay. It wasn't.
I have
great.
To say, I was listening to it, and then I turned it off. I mean, I just changed channels. It was cool, but, you know, I don't know. Ever since the wardrobe malfunction, you know, now they're trying to get these old guys.
Last year's Tom Petty was the best halftime they've ever had.
Yeah, I mean,
that was really good.
Yeah, it was cool. Are you on still, Brett?
Yeah. Now I am.
Oh my gosh.
I hear next year it's going to be Government Mule.
No! We weren't going to mention
it. We got it in.
Mule.
Ring the bell. We got it in.
That's what we need to do. Every time we mention Government Mule, we'll have a bell sound.
Best band in the world. Best band in the world.
Oh, Brett, we're having serious malfunctions with your microphone.
Need to clean your pots out over there.
That's what I need to do.
It's the user over here next to me.
Yeah.
You don't know how to work a mic.
Van Morrison, I see, has got a new album coming out February 10th. You know what's funny? I don't know. I'm getting old or something, but.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's on his own label, Listen to the Lion Records.
Hey, here's something cool. Last week we talked about the Marty Stewart Show, or I did. You can go to their website and watch a performance.
I was going to ask you if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched 3 or 4. Did you watch the Headhunters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that
Greg
was good.
And them guys was...
Dirk Bentley.
Let's all go.
They did
Dumas Walker on
Yeah,
that.
A weird version of it. It was cool. Huh?
It was weird?
I thought it was a weird take on it, but it was just slow and slower than...
Maybe I've not heard it in a while. I didn't think nothing about it.
It was neat, though. They had those little amps. I'm about to say they were so loud.
I know.
Greg looked like he had just got up.
Had his hair slicked back.
Yeah.
Every time that they come to the back, man, they'd set that amp up, and the front of the house guy would always be like, okay, and then they'd have to put a big trap up. They'd take the lid from the front of the house console and set it over there, stage right, and shoot the amp at it.
Yeah. They're extremely loud. It's ridiculously loud. It's cool, though. That's where you got to be.
Loud.
That's it. Let's play. Let's jump into a couple more tunes here before we run out of time because I want to try to play more music this week. This is a band that I talked about. I think they were from Stanton, somewhere around Central Kentucky or on the way to Central Kentucky. Tried by Fire. This is we did a show with them at a Godstock a long time ago, and got their CD, and it's very cool. Kind of poppy, but it's still really good songwriting, good production. Anyway, this is Tried by Fire. The song's called Love Is.
Sometimes I get so caught up with it all, forget about you, and I feel that I can almost know too much. I look past the simple truth. Is this life just a simple act of love? Can go so very far. I wanna
Tried by Fire, a song called Love Is. That was like a, that was a good song, good poppy kind of tune, good production values. Brett, are you with us?
Yes. Did you say they recorded that in Nashville?
Yes, in Nashville. There was a band big in the 90s called Bleach, and their first guitar player has a studio now.
I remember Bleach.
Yeah, so he produces just everybody's stuff. And it's pretty cool that he can say, well, I was in the band Bleach for a year, and he's still getting business every day, you know, producing. So that's cool. But, yeah, Tribe By Fire, another Kentucky band. We got one more. I don't think we're going to have time to play my song. So we got one more. Yes. one more Kentucky
sounds
band.
Too much like Government Mule.
Yeah. Sunday Valley, a band we like and talk about a lot. But a track we've never played called Where Did We Go Wrong? We'll be playing that in just a second. But let's wrap up. A couple things I want to mention. The BT Radio is still working. We're still working on it. And I had a lot of people listen to it. Had a few people listen for a couple hours in a row the other day. And that's a long time to listen to radio. You know what I mean? 2 hours. But we're mixing up a bunch of the indie cast and country cast on it. And it's streaming. It's not streaming right now, but it's streaming most 24 hours a day. So
I had it going about all day Tuesday.
That's cool.
The Streaming River Studio.
But you can check out the radio station and all the stuff we do, all the shows, the country cast, the store that we put up, everything at btmediagroup.com. If you want to send us a song or you have a question or comment, you can email us at tubefi.
Read them reviews on there, too.
Oh, yeah, we got CD reviews on there. That's very cool. Gives you, if you hear us going on about an artist and you want to read a cool review about the CD, you can go there. And, oh, yeah, the email address is tubefi, T-U-B-E-F-I, at gmail.com. Send us a song. Send us a complaint. Send us something. Be good to hear from everybody.
Snide remark.
Send us a snide remark. We'll reply back with something catchy. So I think that's about it. What do you say, guys? You got anything? You want to tell everybody goodbye or anything?
That's a wrap.
I believe we've
Hi, Mom.
Everybody keep listening and tell your friends about the show. And every week we find out more people that listen to it that we don't think do. And it's kind of neat. But if you do listen and you like it, send us an email so we can...
We'll have Neil Young here live in the studio next week.
That'd be nice. That'd be real cool. All right, well, we've done all the damage we can do for episode 37 of BT IndyCast. We're going to go out a-blazing with Sunday Valley. Where Did We Go Wrong? We'll see you guys next week.